Okay, Frank Simon and Ed Holloway with the rest of the news. That means we're talking about all the stuff that's been censored off the regular news. And there's plenty of it, and we're going to try to bring you as much as we can. If you want to be on the program, the number to call is 571-0970. And, of course, the area code's 502 in Louisville. 571-0970. Well, Ed, here's more of this amazing stuff that comes over the internet. Here's Judicial Watch again saying new emails reveal additional instances of Clinton donors receiving special treatment from Clinton's Department of State. In other words, they're like they're bribing her.
Well, it's been true of several things, and it involves not only her, but the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And to some extent, Bill himself. For example, all of her connections with Russia and the Russian, in giving them the access to all of the nuclear things that they were supplying at the same time.
Yeah.
Bill makes a speech in Moscow and receives $500,000 fee for making a speech. And now at the same time, they're talking about
uranium. They gave them American uranium. Yeah.
And at the same time, you're looking at the thing with Trump's son.
Yeah.
Having met with a rich Russian lawyer. And she was doing all these other things at the same time. Kind of ridiculous thing that you try to
unscramble that
and explain it. I spent time in Russia. I was there when the Russian came down. I was in St. Petersburg, and I was there, and I watched that. And I've got enough exposure in Russia. I was at a meeting in Budapest. They flew me from Budapest to Kiev to look at a factory they had there. They wanted to ship stuff to the United States. And at the same time, I talked to a member of the KGB, and he was telling him about the automatic teller machine, the ATM, all of that, how it works and all those things. Guilty of all kinds of exposure.
Oh, I see.
But the funny part was when I got through and he said, oh, you put a piece of plastic in it. And when he comes out, he said, you Americans and your jokes.
He couldn't believe it.
And I was with the president of the university, the Economic University of Leningrad University. And I asked him what he needed more than anything else. He said, books and teachers. So the communist traditionally covered every base so that the people did not know and understand anything that was going on as far as the government was concerned. And that's the same objectives they're trying to project on the American people.
Here's a report from Geller. The Geller report says that Muslim doctors alleged masterminds of the largest medical fraud in U.S. history, $1.3 billion. And it says that they had a scheme for getting opioid prescriptions and healthcare fraud in all of U.S. history, $1.3 billion. And these Muslim doctors in Michigan were the ones that masterminded this whole scheme.
And they were the same ones that were performing the operations on young girls sterilize them and all that. Nobody wants to deal with any of the Muslim activity.
Yeah, yeah. All this is censored out of the news and the newspaper. All right, here it says, Afghanistan, the Muslim soldiers are using boys as sex slaves, and the U.S. is looking the other way. This is from Pamela Giller, also July 20th. This has been going on. I've heard about this before. Some of the American soldiers tried to stop it. And I think Obama had him kicked out of the military because he tried to stop these sexual assaults on little boys.
Exactly. And that's, again, part of the overall thing about that. And then if you try to criticize anything that a Muslim's doing.
Yeah.
Then you're, guilty of all kinds of things.
Right. It says 30% of European-born ISIS fighters are returning to their homes, and probably because now that Trump is running the military, they're being beaten back, and so they're getting out of there.
But at the same time, they're again
another strategy has been developed.
They're sending
their fighters back into infiltrate into the various communities that are at the time the Muslim mosque are converting. For example, the number one conversion taking place in American in prisons.
Yeah.
They're sending the Muslim imams into there as chaplains, and they're converting the members of the black community and the prisons into the Islamic relations and part making them part of the radical movement.
Oh, yeah. Here's another article about that. It says, Muslims of America, MOA, they found that they had a huge stockpile of automatic assault weapons or semi-automatic assault weapons that they had in New York State, and the police found them, and they said that they had 22 Islamic terrorist compounds scattered throughout the United States.
Exactly.
Where they're training these Muslims that Obama's been bringing in all these years. They're training them how to blow us up, how to shoot us, how to cut your head off, all the rest of it, because Obama has been bringing them in. It said former President Barack Obama knew that they had all these terrorist training camps, but he refused to do anything about it.
Exactly. And this is the same thing is going on our northern borders along Canada. They are training camps there, and they're ready to come whenever they're given the signal. They're working in various cities like Detroit and some of the others where they're trying to impose Sharia law and another, you know, moving very quickly.
Okay. Here's another story. It says the number of sexual assaults by asylum seekers recorded in Germany state close to doubled from last year's figures. Okay, so here's part of Obama's war on women, bringing in all these rape gangs and assaulting women.
Well, this is, again, you have to understand and have to read the Quran and understand the Muslim religion.
Yeah, yeah.
If you see a woman on the street unaccompanied by another man or another people of her family, then she's a fair game. She's
unbelievable.
An open target.
Same
thing with beheading. Beheading in the infidels who will not convert to Islam, the solution is to behead them. Those are all part of the laws of the Islam.
And they've been doing this for 1,000 years
exactly.
Or more.
And nothing new about it.
Obama keeps bringing more and more of them in here until he wants to be taken over.
Oh, yeah. That's something I forgot to mention when we were talking about Comey. Zach and I were talking about the only person who never did waver on Comey and whether he was a good thing or a bad thing or a good guy or a bad guy was Rand Paul. And it seems to me, I think we need to notice this. Rand Paul doesn't jump with every wind of doctrine. And whether you agree with him or not, you know, once he's committed to a thing, he pretty much sticks to it. If he changes his mind, he explains his reason and he don't run away from it. And he's like a pond with a bunch of lily pads with frogs sitting on them. Everybody else, when the water gets rough, you know, they start, you know, slipping and sliding and sliding off and trying to climb back on. And should they stay off in the water? Should they climb on? And you're looking, Rand Paul's just sitting on the lily pad. He don't get moved a lot. So anyway, how you doing, David? Are you?
Hey, I'm right here, Rick. Right. Thanks for taking my call this afternoon.
No problem.
It seems like there's just so much going on just everywhere. It's just hard to, you know, give anybody a chance. It's like they don't want to give Donald Trump any chance at anything.
Nope.
I figure, I know Donald Trump was not my choice, but I figure, you know, we'll just do what we can. Know that our political system, the way it works, we have cycles and things work that way. And
right.
The only thing that scares me is that right now, the way it's going, I'm hearing Democrats that are, and I guess it reports on news media like MSNBC and CNN that's talking about impeachment and, you know, going back to Watergate with Richard Nixon. I mean, it's just getting out of hand.
My situation with you know, we had this week, we had the special counselor.
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller. I'm trying to think of his title. Well, I think it's special counsel.
Right.
And he's going to be running around.
Was it Chuck Schumer that yelled for that when James Comey was fired?
We should remember Lawrence Walsh and his abuse of the system. Ken Starr was a great one, and then he was in too long. Patrick Fitzgerald, who went after Scooter Libby and locked him up for absolutely nothing. You know, they have to send somebody to jail to justify their position and their millions of dollars that they're given to spend. And when they get done, it takes a man or woman of excellent character to just step back and say, we investigated this and we found no crime. We found nothing wrong. Okay. But one of the things that really bothers me about this situation with Trump, when you actually, most of the stuff they're accusing him of, all the stuff they're accusing him of, if you actually break it down, there is no crime there. If there was a crime for going after Bill Clinton, and I hate to use that word underling, but he's a superior and she's not inferior. I'm in trouble now. Help me. But you know what I mean? He was her boss, you know, the intern. Right. And she's 20 or 21 years old. And then when he was asked about that, he lied. When he was asked about Paula Jones, he lied, which was the whole case where that sprang from, the Paula Jones case. And all he had to do was just tell the truth and not cover anything up, and it would have gone away. But those two things were there was, he perjured himself before Congress. He perjured himself in giving oath for the depositions for the Paula Jones case. Those were underlying crimes for investigation. Richard Nixon, you know, the dude was covering up. He was obstructing justice from the Watergate break-in. There was actually a crime. There was actually a burglary performed to appoint a special counsel to do nothing more than to go fishing and give him they might as well have an unlimited budget, because every time they ask for more money, they always get it. You know,
I just wonder how long is this special counsel that, you know, the investigation of the election about the Russian collusion that Democrats are claiming, is this going to be just through the whole Trump presidency or to the next election?
They're doing
eventually the Democrats are going to take Congress back.
That's not a guarantee. We have to have faith on the fact that they have been lying to us about the Tea Party for the last 4 or 5 years. The Tea Party's done. The Tea Party's weak. The Tea Party this. The Tea Party that.
Tea Party had people from everywhere. You didn't just have Republicans.
Yeah, exactly.
But for some reason.
And
they have the Tea Party is labeled as a Republican movement, though.
No,
right?
It's not. It's not completely a Republican movement. I mean, it's a conservative movement, but
right.
You still got conservatives in the Democrat Party, and they know they don't have a home there.
I'm trying to make a point.
The Tea Party was never defeated. The Tea Party, the media always tried to paint the Tea Party like it was a Democrat Party or a Republican Party. And they got beat because they stopped being out where the media could see them, okay? And the media never did take part, never did come and cover very often any Tea Party events that I was ever at, okay? But the Tea Party is like a child raised with a great deal of self-confidence. And what you say about them don't matter. They stay, they stick, they don't have to go to a meeting every week to understand what they believe to be right and wrong. And that is the Republican base. And if the Republican Party actually understood their base, they would not fear the media. They would not fear the left. They would not fear the Democrat Party. And they would not worry about being friends with them and going to having a cocktail party with them, because they have a strong enough base that throughout the last 4 years, everything said the Republicans were going to lose, all the pundits, because they were basing it on all of these surveys. And all of these surveys were always coming up rosy for the Democrats,
except
for the surveys that actually counted, the actual survey they counted is on every election day, and boom, boom, boom. The base made itself known, and the Republicans need to stop being afraid of their base and begin to realize they have the winning combination to do all the things the Republican Party always says it wants to do.
Right, and it just seems like the Republican Party just has these divisions, though, and that's what's really frustrating.
That's what I'm speaking against. Wake up and realize you have power that you are so used to not having
that's right.
Convince yourself you don't have it.
Right.
You know how to swim. You were taught how to swim when you were 10 years old. You know the right things and the right way to go about things, but you've never been on a boat that was sinking. Now you're 50 years old. And you go to the pool, you know how to swim. Now you're worried you're going to drown? No, it's in you. You already know. Just be who you are. And your base will follow you. But right now, the base ain't following. The base is going to control things because they are tired of being jived and lied to about what you're going to do. So start doing it.
And so the base is watching in the Republican Party.
Exactly.
And they're just not, you know. Exactly. Staying with it.
That's right. And I don't want us to be like the Whigs.
Because
they just went on and said, look, we're going to start our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Republican Party came from. I'll let you see. I talked a long time.
I guess that's going to be it, Rick. Thanks for my time. I guess you've got to get on, I guess. But,
okay. Well, I appreciate you.
This afternoon.
God bless you. Thanks for your call. All right. All right. I guess we're running pretty close on time here. If you, before the end of the show, what I have, about 3 minutes? Okay. Well, if you can call and want to make a point really quick, do it quick, you know. But I really enjoyed working for Dr. Simon, and I'm looking at Zach, and sometimes he hasn't given me any other ugly looks, but I'm wondering if maybe I'm kind of running a little fast sometimes and maybe being a little more emotional than maybe is called for. But I'm really concerned about us losing this opportunity as conservatives to actually accomplish some of our goals. And if we allow the Democrats to keep controlling our actions, now they control the media and they control themselves and they can say what they want to say, but we have a base that does not believe the foolishness. So act like it. And go ahead and do the job. I like what Paul Ryan said the other day after one of those big lies of the day. You know, he said, well, you know, we're working. You know, it sounded to me like as long as they're coming up with a lie of the day, we get to work. We get to actually do stuff. They're not looking at us. Everybody's talking about their lie of the day. So let's remember that. Let's go for what we know. You know, it's like when I played football, you know, when the momentum shifted from the other team to yours, that was a time when you did everything you could. You drubbed them. You got every yard. You got every, you took every point you could while you got Mo on your side, Big Mo. You know, momentum. Let's go. These guys are on their heels. Let's knock them back. Let's get it done. Score some points. And at the end of the game, we'll look up. And America will be greater than it's ever been. I don't go for this be great again because we always great. I'm tired of that mealy mouth making America. I know I'm going against the platitude, but I mean, we're going to make America great again. America's always great because its people are great. The people have got to demand from their politicians that we're no longer accepting you guys going up there and doing what you promise us one thing and do another. You made the promise, and you're going to pay if you don't come through. I say that as a Republican, a diehard Republican, a Republican who is loyal to the party. But I'm more loyal to my God. I'm more loyal to the principles by which he has taught me to live. And when you slip up, I got no choice. I'll love you, but I'll be gone because I'm going to follow Jesus. Anyway, on behalf of Dr. Frank Simon and his sidekick Zach here, I appreciate you guys for allowing me to come on and fill in for Doc. I'm not as good as I thought. Well, I keep telling people I pretend to be a professional only in the neighborhood. When I come out here, it's dreadfully visible that I'm not a professional radio guy. But you know, let's contact our senators and our congressmen. We can make them things, you know, bipartisan. If we can find some Democrats that actually have some character and integrity, get them on too. But write them, call them, whatever. But Republicans, come on. You know what you said you were going to be. You know what you said you were going to do. And you know you have a base, but it's a base which is the way it's supposed to be. It's the citizens talking to you, telling you what they need. Don't try to slick them. Don't try to trick them. Do the right thing.
You know, Matt, I got a letter from Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council. He says this year, 2017, is our year to take our country back for faith, family, and freedom. I think we ought to do that, and everyone can have a part in it by calling the number 893-2444, and we'll send you the Jesus bumper sticker and the DVD, any information that we've been talking about, and it's all free. So call that number, 893-2444.
You know something, I remember back around 2004 when I was kind of just really getting introduced to everything. And I was looking around and I was thinking about it. The Lord kind of spoke into my spirit. And basically, I felt that when we look at our country, this conservative movement is going to take over eventually.
Yeah.
We'll have the chance to restore everything. But
yes,
I felt that the churches were falling apart and they would not be ready. And honestly, so far, that looks accurate, but it doesn't have to be. We can make a difference, okay? God has given you spiritual gifts. He's given you power.
Right.
He's given you his word, his wisdom. You can use that and you can make a difference and you can speak out. And he's given you worldly talents and you might be able to do stuff with that. You know,
right, right.
We can do this. Do not shy away, okay?
That's exactly right. We can do it with God's help. Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Jesus said he'd never leave us or forsake us. So he's right here to help us every step of the way. So call that number, 893-2444. We'll get you all this material and put you in the movement with your email address and your phone number. We'll call, contact you by robocall when there's something important going on, email you about important bills that are up for discussion in Washington. There's a lot going on, and we can do something about it.
And, you know, one more word about this Truth Warriors Project.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
We finally have the right to get back the truth into school.
Yes.
And the thing is that what we need youth who are willing to stand up. And we're looking and we need you, okay? And if you are a youth or you know youth who want to stand up, we can help you out, get started with a school program, and get these kids information that'll help them to understand the Bible is the Word of God and that they can make a difference.
Well, you know, even a parent or a student,
it's an after-school program.
Yeah. A parent or a teacher or a youth, a student, anything like that, give us a call and we'll call them. But we need help. We need advice on how to set this thing up. Give us a call, that same number, 893-2444. You can call right now and leave your message on the answering machine. We need advice. We need your help. And with God's help, we can get this whole thing started. Really appreciate Matt Singleton from being here.
My website links to, you know, the radio and the blogs and the YouTube and all that kind of stuff. So that is www.biblesmack.net, BibleSmack.net.
Matt, tell us, what do you got on your mind today?
All right, so I've been working a long while on a creation science theory. I developed one about the whole universe called New Year's Cosmology. But there's an idea I'm developing inside that, and it's the question, what started the Great Flood of Noah? Well, I've been researching for the past 5 or 6 years on the topic, and I found something incredible. Going from the stars, I call it an event called the Fall of Lucifer. These signs that were shown to us about the gospel actually have within them an event that happened. It hit the earth and basically destroyed the earth as it was known and is what we have today. And this thing is incredibly biblical. You see symbols and things from the Bible all over it and all sorts of connections, whether we talk about ancient mythology or advanced physics, geology, and stuff like that. Look around and check that out. The Fall of Lucifer. And you can look on my website, www.biblesmack.net, BibleSmack.net.
Don't forget, we got two DVDs, red hot DVDs we're going to give away. We got bumper stickers. We got the email service that's free to tell you what's going on in Washington or Frankfurt. We're in the middle of a cultural war, so we need to make your voice heard. We got over 60 million babies that have been killed, 100 murders in Louisville every year. We got the heroin overdoses. We got the schools going from best to 25th in our American schools. We've got all kinds of problems with open borders. So the thing is, give us a call and get your material and let's go and take our country back. The number to call is 895-7700. And your voice is important. You know, we're here for such a time as this. Call that number, 895-7700, and get your bumper stickers. You know, everywhere I go, I see these bumper stickers for Jesus, and that's important. We got these DVDs, the David Barton DVD, the David Horowitz DVD. All this stuff is free. Just call the number and get your bumper stickers. And here's another bumper sticker. It says, "Together under God, we're invincible." Together under God, we're invincible. With God's help, we can push back the forces of evil and take our country back, take our children back, and take our economy back, and we can contend for the faith.
With God, all things are possible, and the battle belongs to the Lord.
So the number to call, 895-7700. Write that down, and you can call right this minute. But we're here to work together, and you're important. You're an important part of God's plan. So give us a call, 895-7700. Call right now. Want to thank Matt Singleton for helping us on the program. And God bless you. We got call that number and get in, get your materials, put on the full armor of Christ, and let's get going. Like you say, with God, all things are possible. So call us right now. Get your bumper stickers, your books, your DVDs, and everything we need, and we'll tell you about the bills coming up in Washington. You can just click on the email and it'll send a letter for you. So it's very easy to do, and you can call and represent 1,000 voters by making a phone call. So, okay, God bless you. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week for the rest of the news.